This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. I wanted to ask you, is good nutrition important to you? Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way. Or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their veggie capsules, you can get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition for a limited time. You can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's fruits, a free set of fruits and veggie capsules. You'll enjoy these. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And Nobody.
And we have been learning all these things about economics, man. And this woman has just told me that everything I thought I knew about value and sovereignty and one's money, I'm just completely off base, evidently. I should be listening to Paul Krugman.
That's what she says. Her name is Holly Johnson. She's a writer for thesimpledollar.com, and her piece, which is exhaustively long and full of just all kinds of misinformation and lies about Bitcoin, and the headline is called Eight Reasons to Ignore the Bitcoin Craze. And we're only on reason number one, but she says reason number one is that Bitcoin's an obvious bubble. And so after citing Krugman claiming that there's going to be a Wile E. Coyote moment when Bitcoin will run off a cliff and look down to see nothing underneath, we countered that by pointing out that there's an entire network, a payments network, a very valuable payments network,
yes,
a secure payments network that can't be hacked and taken down by governments underneath Bitcoin. So that Wile E. Coyote moment isn't going to happen. But then she brings up Tulip Mania, which she describes as a historic bubble that took place in the 1600s when tulips were brought from Holland to Turkey and introduced to the Dutch. The population went crazy. They bid their prices up to insane levels, and sure, they crashed down to what a flower should cost eventually. Is the same thing going to happen with this Bitcoin? Is there going to be a huge pop, and it's going to finally fall down to next to nothing?
Isn't that, like, not a separate thing? Because that's just another way of saying it's in a bubble.
Well, yeah, it is.
So that's equivalent to reason one.
It is reason one. Yeah, yeah. This is part of reason one.
Still, oh, okay. This
she's giving another example.
One.
This is her another example of. Here's another example of a bubble. They're likening Bitcoin to that. People are crazy about it. There's people going, you know, mortgaging their house and buying Bitcoin, and that's probably not the smartest thing in the world to do. You probably don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. By no means.
And I think we had our bubble moment. Our bubble moment was to 2017, when the price of Bitcoin got bid up over almost to $20,000.
Well, remember, that was a bubble moment. There have been other moments in the past. Remember 2013, when the price of Bitcoin went all the way up to $1,100, which at the time was insanely high for where it had been.
Right, and it's gone through these time and again. But what we do have now, which we didn't have then, is you actually have futures markets in Bitcoin. And these are, you know, in the U.S., futures markets run by, you know, the government or by government-approved agencies. But what they do is what they tend to do with every commodity is they tend to tamp down people's reality. When futures market, you know, it's basically betting on whether a price goes up or down. And you will always have that, and you'll always have transactions related to the futures market. That will stabilize prices, unfortunately. I kind of liked it when it was sort of a Wild West, but that is a feature of financial markets. This has nothing to do with Bitcoin, other than this is being applied to Bitcoin like it's being applied to other things. Futures markets are an investor's tool to hopefully assure that more realistic prices are seen on commodities. And it's no different for Bitcoin.
Now, is it true that people can bid up the price of Bitcoin irrationally? Sure.
I mean, absolutely.
That's a possibility. Can there be bubbles? Yeah, there's a likely possibility of that. But is that, what she's suggesting here is that the bubble's going to pop in a way that it hasn't popped before. It's going to go down to nothing. It's going to fail completely. It's going to go down to very, very low price. You just wait. You just watch. And the thing is, this isn't tulips. You can't just go and grow some Bitcoin.
Right.
You have to understand the product. You have to understand at least a little bit about what we're talking about. And Bitcoin is something that has never existed in the history of mankind before. This ain't just a pretty flower.
The biggest thing is scarcity. I mean, there's about 18 million Bitcoins in existence that have been created so far, and that's going to top out at 21 million.
And it's going to take another 100 years or so to get to 21 million.
Exactly.
So the amount of the rate of Bitcoins coming out slows over time. Next year, there's going to be a halvening where the amount of Bitcoins goes from currently 12.5 per block that gets mined into existence roughly every 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go down to 6.25.
Right.
And a few years later, it's going to go down to 3.125, and then half of that, and then half of that, and then so on and so on. And so also somebody could bring up, well, okay, maybe Bitcoin is limited, but anybody can just cook up a cryptocurrency. You can just take the Bitcoin code, copy it, and make Bitcoin Plus.
You can.
And you can release that to the world. So isn't that going to cause supply issues?
If people were to have more faith in, you know, Bitcoin Plus, then more money would flow to Bitcoin Plus. Historically, what's happened is things have split off of Bitcoin is they haven't really been supported by the market.
Nothing has matched Bitcoin after they've split off from Bitcoin. It hasn't happened.
They never have. And it certainly could happen. And some of the forks of Bitcoin have implemented some new technologies that, frankly, Bitcoin could benefit from, but they chose not to. Yet the marketplace still looks at all the alternatives and decides where to put their money.
How much of that do you think is hype, though? Because, I mean, personally, I see no particular reason that Bitcoin Cash should be less than Bitcoin, except that Bitcoin's been more hyped. So it's
the first mover.
Right.
Right.
That's a tremendous advantage.
It is an advantage in
network effect
getting to a high
mover.
Price, but it doesn't make it any more valuable in the long run.
Well, product to product, maybe not, but the value in, you know, as far as people are concerned, is something been around for a long time? Well, that has value to people.
Sure. Mm. So, yeah, one could say that, you know, you could say gold versus palladium or something like that. They have scarcity. They both have scarcity. They both can be used for a lot of the same processes, but people have faith in Bitcoin, and people, that faith has to come to other cryptocurrencies for there to be acceptance. And I wish people of who are into all different currencies that I hope there succeeds for them. I just happen to be kind of a Bitcoin guy. And
but the point about being able to introduce a new cryptocurrency, yeah, anybody can spin up, any programmer, worth half their salt can spin up a cryptocurrency.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that it's going to matter. That doesn't mean that people are going to care. Even if they've got some sort of world-changing technology, it doesn't mean anyone's going to pay attention. So the market's going to value all these new cryptocurrencies at what the market values them at. And right now, if you go to coinmarketcap.com, there's a couple few thousand of these cryptos out there.
Right.
Most of them aren't worth the time it would take to say their name. So you can't just create new cryptos and expect it's going to be valued at the level of Bitcoin. It may have zero to next to nothing of a value for a long time.
But currencies do have to have some utility, and they have to have scarcity if you want them to be worth something. So many of them have kind of disregarded that whole scarcity lesson of economics.
And Bitcoin is scarce. As you said, 21 million. You can't just make more Bitcoin.
Right.
You can't turn a switch on and make more Bitcoin, unlike flowers, where you can just grow as many of them as you can get seeds for and So comparing tulips to Bitcoin is comparing apples to oranges. It's not even fair at all.
It is indeed. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about Bitcoin? Do we talk about it too much? Are you tired of hearing it? Well, I'm tired of people sitting by and listening to ladies like this and Paul Krugman. You should be in control of your own money and your own financial future. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogicides.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogicide shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogicides. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. be free. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And I wanted to take a moment to thank Kingston Smith. Kingston Smith is a gold amplifier of Free Talk Live. What is our AMP program? AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a way for users like you, for listeners like you, to contribute a little bit of money that we will use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. The idea is this: get more people in the world hearing the ideas of liberty, and amplifying helps make that a reality. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. In studio, it's Chris.
Ian.
And Nobody.
And Nobody, you are holding up surprisingly well.
I'm much better than I was earlier.
You were. But fortunately, this is one of those shows where the hosts can and do sometimes go out and have a few cocktails before work, and you don't get fired for it. Actually,
well, it depends.
Let me rephrase that.
If it becomes a habit, it probably wouldn't be welcome.
Probably not. But you've been on point. You've had some good things to say. So at the risk of sounding like I'm encouraging people to have a couple drinks, might not hurt. So Ian has been telling us about Bitcoin.
No, I've been telling you why you shouldn't get Bitcoin.
Well,
according to the Simple Dollar's Holly Johnson.
And she's listed a number of points, none of which we've easily refuted.
That was only point number one. There's seven more.
Can you throw out just a couple points we can
Bitcoin
talk about?
Bitcoin is mostly driven by FOMO. The fear of missing out is point number two.
I would
number say three, Bitcoin isn't backed by a country. There's some good ones coming up.
Yeah.
How could we resist?
You want more?
Oh, we could talk about countries. First of all, your money doesn't need to be sponsored by a country. Gold wasn't necessarily sponsored by countries.
Well, let's let the objection...
The dollar was sponsored by a country.
Before you answer the objection, let's let the objection come out there first. Okay. Did you want to skip number two?
Oh, we can go to number two. Go ahead.
Number two.
Repeat that one.
Bitcoin is mostly driven by FOMO, fear of missing out. Well, Bitcoin has some advantages as a currency. Low fees, easy transfer, anonymity. False. Bitcoin is not anonymous.
Nice try.
It's a public blockchain. All transactions are publicly viewable. Anyway, going on, many investors don't really know much about it, and clearly this lady doesn't either.
Right.
Krugman says this lack of knowledge is a good thing for now as the price continues to surge. But eventually, we may all find that FOMO is the root cause of the currency's sudden rise in value. This is a problem, says financial advisor Anthony Montenegro of the Blackmont Group. Many investors driving the price up are doing so because they're more scared of missing out on returns than they are of actually losing money, he says. Quote, they've succumbed to the fear of missing out, he says, adding that you shouldn't, quote, believe the hype. As a financial advisor, Montenegro believes and has always believed that steady plotting brings prosperity and hasty speculation brings poverty. Plan wisely and invest accordingly, he says. That's not bad advice.
No.
I mean, jumping all in at once to Bitcoin is probably not a smart thing to do. Mortgaging your house to buy Bitcoin all at once, probably not a smart move, although it has worked for some people.
And people have done exactly that.
But it's also not worked for some other people who bought the wrong time, and you know they didn't hold on, so they lost big time on that. But the plotting that she's talking about works with Bitcoin, as we were talking about earlier, the dollar cost averaging. Plotting along, buying a little bit here, a little bit the next week, a little bit the next week. When you can afford to lose a little bit of money, you put that into Bitcoin. It's worked out for a lot of people. I think they looked at the entire history of Bitcoin. There were only like 2 weeks where if you'd bought Bitcoin, you'd still have lost.
Right. This idea. And what she's saying, she's basically saying you're all stupid. Any investor knows that they have a certain level of risk tolerance. And for a lot of people, it's going to be, I want 70% of my investments to be in relatively safe investments, and I want 30% that I'm willing to take a little bit higher risk so I can get a potential for a higher reward. If cryptocurrencies are going to be in your portfolio, be sure that that reflects your...
They're the higher risk category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But you may be missing out on higher returns, and that's a personal decision you got to make.
She says, finally, and finally on point two here, and perhaps remember the wise words of Warren Buffett, quote, be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
Number three, Bitcoin isn't backed by a country. Financial advisor Michael Solari says one of his biggest worries is the fact that Bitcoin, like other cryptocurrencies, is not tied to a country. Without a national bank backing the currency, what will happen if the market tanks or something goes extremely awry?
What'll happen to your currency? That's the question. The U.S. dollar, it drops every year in value by 2 to 3%.
Yeah, at least.
That's
the official
number.
Yeah,
it's lost 96% of its value over its lifetime against gold.
That's correct. And
that lifetime is since they took it off the gold standard, which wasn't the entire lifetime of the dollar, but just the last
right. Well, the thing
less
is,
than 100
until,
years.
Sure.
Both are true. The dollar was worth... a particular fraction of an ounce of gold
right.
in 1789, and it was worth the same fraction of an ounce of gold in 1912.
Right,
and
right.
That's an amazing run for a currency. It maintained its value, but then they took it off gold, and now it's lost 96% of its value.
That's right.
Yeah, gold. Or backing of anything to a currency is going to it causes the government to actually have to be fiscally conservative and
they don't want to do that.
Not spend more than they got,
which prevents things
happens.
Like war.
Right.
Yeah. So I'd really love if I talk to Krugman, my one question for him would be, what's the dollar backed with? Because the only real value to the dollar is that when tax time comes, if you don't have dollars to give to the government, they'll kill you or throw you in prison. Apart from that, it has no backing.
Well, that's right. The faith and credit of the United States.
That's what they'll say.
We're only $23 trillion. Our government can't balance a checkbook. And we're supposed to have full faith and credit. That's what we're supposed to believe in.
Former hedge fund manager Todd Tresitter, who blogs at financialmentor.com, also says that while part of Bitcoin's appeal is it operates outside of government control, this is simultaneously disconcerting because government needs to control currencies. If they hope to implement policy...
Their policy is let's
war.
Devalue this thing by 96%. That's the policy they've had with the dollar. I don't want them able to implement that policy my money. They can implement it on your money.
And this is how they pick on other countries, too, economic warfare. We're going to devalue our currency so that our goods become appealing to your citizens. It's insanity. 855, 450-FREE. What do you think? Is Bitcoin just a bubble? Or am I just going crazy? This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding his first rally since the impeachment inquiry hearing getting underway. The president speaking in Bossier City, Louisiana. Another Democrat gets into the race for 2020, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick making a late entry. Patrick filing the day before the deadline in New Hampshire, the first primary state. Patrick posting this announcement video on his campaign website.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Come be a part of this.
In Santa Clarita, California, a student pulling a gun from his backpack 7:30 in the morning and opening fire, killing two students at Saugus High School, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy. Then police say he uses the last bullet in his gun and shoots himself in the head on his 16th birthday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a very cool app. You could load it on your phone. You can load it on your PC. You can find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. You're going to use your high-speed internet connection, your quality microphone, and you will sound like you were right here in the studio with us. And the US in studio is Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about Bitcoin because somebody decided to do an article and point out all the things that we all are wrong about believing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. It's been pretty easy to refute. We've only made our way through two or three topics. Each one has led to many more discussions pointing out what she has wrong. And also Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman, who is featured most heavily here, too, and he's pretty much wrong about everything. Remember, he's the guy who told you that the Internet was just a fad and we could do everything we needed to do with fax machines.
Also, the guy in 2003... who wrote that what the government needed to do was to create a housing bubble to replace the dot-com bubble.
That's
so, how'd that work out for you, brothers?
It's insanity, and Paul Krugman has a long history of insanity, but a lot of people listen to him. He writes for the New York Times. Well, and
he won a Nobel Prize.
He won a Nobel Prize. Yeah.
He can't be wrong.
Exactly. God forbid.
Well, of course, this is the era when you can win a Nobel Peace Prize for
by bombing
only
people.
Bombing 12 countries
right.
that they know of.
We're going to go to Discord, and we are going to listen to Dillman. Dillman, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello?
Have you unmuted the Discord?
Oh, hold on. Let me try that again. Dillman, are you there?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
So I got two questions about property.
Turn them up, please.
This one related to cryptocurrency.
Sorry, we got to turn you up here. Go ahead.
Okay. So the first question about cryptocurrency and property rights is I heard someone describe cryptocurrency as a series of virtual characters recorded on digital ledgers, and because of that, it can't actually be owned because it's ethereal. What are your thoughts?
So it's sort of the idea that because it is not truly physical property, can property rights apply to it?
So what you have when it comes to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is you have the property rights of the keys to your cryptocurrency, meaning that Bitcoin is associated, that you've purchased, is associated with you, is on, or with your keys, rather, is on the blockchain. It's on the cloud, in the cloud, these characters that he was talking about, the encrypted, secure, you know, network that we were discussing earlier, that's where the Bitcoin is, right? It's not on your phone, even though your phone has access to it. Your phone has your keys in it, or your phone wallet has your Bitcoin keys, and the keys are your property. You are the ones, you're the one with the private key, and unless you give that key to somebody else, you're the only one that's got it. So that's your private property, if you will, in the Bitcoin network.
That would be akin to saying, well, I no longer own my home. Well, what happened? I lost my house key. You know, so I guess I don't own it anymore because I don't have the key to this thing of value.
Well, if you can't prove that you have any ownership over a thing, then yeah, you don't own that thing.
Right.
So that's why it's very important to hold on to your keys in a secure way. That's why every Bitcoin wallet will almost beat you over the head when you first open the wallet to remind you, hey, you right. need to back up your keys, buddy. In fact, some of them won't even let you get into the wallet. I think this is a good feature that they have where you can't even get into the wallet to use the wallet until you have proven that you have backed up your keys. Because if you don't back up your keys and then you lose your keys, well, then no one can ever get access to that cryptocurrency again. It's effectively lost forever.
It's estimated that some 4 to 5 million of the existing 18 million Bitcoin, they haven't moved in years, and a lot of people suspect that that's due to lost keys, and there's no recovery for that.
It's hard to really say, but that's an interesting theory.
Yeah.
Certainly, there's going to be a lot of Bitcoin that's been lost over the years. A lot of the people that maybe mined it in the early days and then didn't think much of it, let's say they mined thousands of Bitcoins back when it was super easy to mine it, and then they lost interest in their hobby because at that time it was only worth a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a cent or whatever, right? And they just threw that laptop away, or it got sold, or the hard drive got erased. None of those Bitcoins are coming back. They're still on the blockchain, but you can't access them.
Right.
It's impossible.
And nobody can create new ones to replace them.
That's right.
That's just how it is.
Did that answer your question, Dillman?
Not really, because a key is just a series of letters and numbers. So by owning a key, we're saying I own those letters and numbers. Right.
Yeah, there's a certain ordering of those letters and numbers. I mean, in theory, someone could generate the exact same key that you have randomly by some crazy chance, but we're talking about like a one in quintillion kind of level, like almost impossible odds kind of chance that something like that could happen. So the odds that someone else could structure the letters and numbers in the same exact way as yours are nearly infinitesimal.
So by this rationale, then actual money that I keep in a bank account, I wouldn't have ownership of either because I can't exercise my property rights. Most of our money's digital.
Well, yeah, you definitely don't have ownership of money you put into the bank account. The bank has total control over that.
Right.
They will allow you at their leisure and at the government's leisure to access those funds. And if the government comes in and tells them to freeze your funds, they're not going to let you back in.
But would he argue the property rights of a bank account?
I don't know. You asking Dillman?
Yeah.
That was the point of the argument they were saying, is that a cryptocurrency value is the same as a bank value because they're both digital things that we don't actually own, and only really own would be gold, silver, or something that's physical.
Sure. But I own the keys to my Bitcoin wallet. I do own that.
They're original. There's only one set of them out there.
Right. It can't be duplicated.
Well, you can copy your key.
I do.
But
I put it on a hardware device, and right. I've taken precautions.
So it can be duplicated.
Right.
But only you can duplicate it because you're the one that has it. So therefore, it's your property.
Hmm.
It's a unique digital property. Hold on, just to go on. If your friends don't grasp the idea that property can be digital, then there's no way to explain this to them.
Right.
You know, if they feel like they have to have a physical thing in their hand in order for them to own a thing, well, they're stuck in the 20th century.
Right, but this relates to what I heard about a lot of ANCOM saying.
Anarcho-communist, is what that means?
Yeah.
Okay, what did they say?
Rent is theft, and if you are someone who owns land and you're renting it to someone else, they have the ability to go and say, I'm not going to pay rent because you're not here to own the land. I'm stakeholding it, and I'm using it then, and you've lost property rights to that at that point.
Yeah, we shouldn't be around those people.
That would be advice.
Or at least be well-armed when you are so you can get them out of your frigging
bed.
Those
are dangerous, dangerous people with terrible ideas. You can't argue with someone like that, though. If somebody doesn't believe in property, you just have to end the conversation because we have a fundamental disagreement on the way the world should work.
Final thoughts?
Yeah, I guess that is a good point, is that if you can't define property in the same way, there's not really any point in continuing that conversation.
Right.
Yeah, and get as far away from those people as you possibly can. Like, move to New Hampshire and get around more people who don't think that way.
Right. It's insanity. Hey, thanks for the call. I mean, property rights are fundamental. This has been recognized for thousands of years. And Adam Smith did a great job of discussing it. And philosophers throughout history have talked about it. And it's pretty much what makes life in this world possible. The areas that don't have strong property rights defense are the worst places in the world, and you wouldn't want to live there. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, our final segment of the evening, but if you get on the phone right now, you could still make it. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And Ian, if I were free, you know, this summer to take a little vacation in New Hampshire, what could I possibly do?
You could come to ForkFest, which is happening in late June, starting June 29th.
Nice.
Going through July 5th. So, yes, that means for the first time ever, ForkFest will coincide with Independence Day.
Nice.
Yay.
Which is going to be fun, I think, because at Rogers Campground, which is where ForkFest has happened for the last few years, this is going to be year number 4 in 2020. Rogers has had a decades-long tradition of doing a fireworks show on Independence Day, or near to Independence Day, whatever the weekend is that's closest to Independence Day. And in the case of 2020, Independence Day is a Saturday, so it's going to be the very final night of ForkFest. So you really couldn't ask for better timing.
Very cool.
For this event, and it is going to be great. ForkFest grew tremendously between years 2 and 3. This was the third year. Much bigger than I think I was expecting. It's a decentralized camping festival, so there's no board of directors, there's no organizers, except for each individual who attends. So everybody gets to decide, do you want to put something together on your campsite for other people to come do? Maybe, you know, have a band play or a speakers series or perhaps, you know, a game night or whatever, right? Like, you could do whatever you want. I know the guys from AnyPay threw a big party and they put up a huge dome this year, which was awesome. So It's kind of up to you what happens at ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more. It's an unofficial website. Just has the dates and a couple links to like a Telegram chat room, ForkFest forum. And so, you know, what sort of talents can you bring to the the campground, if you will. Or you just want to hang out, you can do that too. You know, sit by a campfire and chill with some libertarian anarchist voluntarist types. That's what's going to happen.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to mark my calendar. I made it up there last year. I managed to make it for a whole day.
Snuck away for 2 hours.
But it was great. And yeah. It was really interesting to see what happens when like-minded people come up with a plan and just see what happens. I know Jay Noon, who's a host here on Free Talk Live.
He did Man Camp.
He did Man Camp.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool to teach. You know, he was teaching.
He got married.
He did.
At Forkfest. And then celebrated his one-year anniversary this year.
Nice.
Which was cool.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You haven't got any other calls. Still there?
Thanks for the call.
Oh.
Still there?
We're still here. We're waiting for something interesting.
Okay. Well, I'm starting an altcoin. It's kind of a cross between Bitcoin. Yeah, kind of a cross between Bitcoin and Doggycoin. Right, it's going to be called Bitchcoin, and it's going to be backed by.
It's got to be done.
It's going to be backed by all the swear jars all around the world. You know, every time you bitch and you use a bad word, you got to throw a dollar in the swear jar, and it's going to be backed by that.
Okay.
That's already been done, dude. I'm sorry. I mean, it wasn't the same concept, but somebody else already did a Bitchcoin back in 2015.
Can you redeem it for actual bitches?
It was apparently backed by artwork by an artist.
Interesting.
Named Sarah Mahoyas.
Is that the one that did the Clinton blue dress painting?
I have no idea. Don't have any idea.
That was hanging in.
That was a scary painting.
Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate hearing from you. So you want to do more reasons to ignore Bitcoin, the Bitcoin craze?
Well, yeah, I'm still interested in Bitcoin because I think
she hasn't talked you out of it yet.
Liberty, so
okay.
Yeah,
she's got more.
Try me.
So she says this is the last sentence here of number three, which says Bitcoin isn't backed by a country. She says her expert Todd Tresseter from financialmentor.com says there's a real risk the federal government could choose to regulate and control cryptocurrency.
Is there?
He says, quote, and it's not a big stretch to imagine them making all currency not originated from government illegal.
Oh, that's interesting.
Could they?
Here's what Bitcoin thinks of these potential laws banning Bitcoin. Bitcoin doesn't care. Bitcoin is a protocol. That's all it is. It's just something on the internet. You want to shut it down. You want to make it illegal. Go ahead. People can still use it.
Well, people can definitely still use it, but if you discourage people from... if you discourage a sufficient number of people from using it,
it could affect the price.
It's certainly going to lose value.
Yeah, sure. That's what he says here, that could have a dramatic impact on price. But that's what they're trying to do. The IRS, I got one of these letters this week from the IRS. They sent out 13,000 letters from a Coinbase database that they got in a... They demanded Coinbase turn this information over. Coinbase tried to fight, and they wanted all of Coinbase's data, and they only ended up getting 13,000 names. But my name was one of them, and they sent me a letter to my childhood home in Florida under my new name, which was never used at that address. The letter basically says, hey, we caught wind that you might have some cryptocurrency, and we wanted to make sure that you filled out your tax forms correctly. So make sure that you report every purchase of cryptocurrency or virtual currency or whatever the word, the legalese term was that they used. And you also have to report every time you sell or buy things with that cryptocurrency and somehow calculate the value of the time that you bought the cryptocurrency and the time that you spent or sold the cryptocurrency, subtracting one from the other and figuring out whether it's earned value since then or not, and how you could determine whether the Bitcoin you bought in 2014 was the same Bitcoin you spent in 2019 instead of the Bitcoin that you bought in 2017.
Simple enough.
You're going to be able to figure this out, right? Now just report all that to the IRS.
A few of the more sensible people in Congress are trying to get some sort of allowed spendable limit. Like if you spend less than $1,000 in cryptocurrency in a year, then they shouldn't ask any questions. It should just be up to $1,000. We don't care. So my argument is, well, why stop there? Why not go to $100 million?
Because yeah, they want to know. They want to control, and they want to dissuade. And so they haven't made cryptocurrency illegal, but they're intimidating people by saying, well, if you use this without telling us, then it's illegal. And the amount that you have to tell, at least according to their claims, is basically an incalculable level of work. You could not figure this out even if you had like some of the best like financial kind of software to ascertain these things. It would be very expensive, very time consuming. It's impossible basically for people to do this.
And conversely, how do you then audit it? How does the IRS determine that this was the Bitcoin that was purchased on this date? They can have amounts. It's technology, and this is why it's so disruptive. They can't possibly regulate it the way they can regulate income that is reported.
Yeah, it doesn't fit into the old methods.
It doesn't. Yeah, they're trying to make their square peg go in the round hole, and it just doesn't work. So if they're going to do anything, they have to come up with a different one.
Reason number four of eight reasons why you should ignore Bitcoin mania, according to this lady, it makes more sense to invest in what you know and understand. Financial advisor Stephen Rischoff said of the 1080 Financial Group, says one of the main reasons he isn't suggesting his clients invest in Bitcoin is because they, like everyone else, do not understand it. Quote, if you don't understand how it works, what it does, and how you can easily get your money back, then you probably should think twice before investing in it, Rischoff says. Cryptocurrencies are highly speculative and unregulated, he says. It's the Wild West of investing, where numerous cases of fraud and hacking thefts are hidden by greed and hyper-marketing.
Really? There's so much marketing of Bitcoin.
Now, it's not a bad idea to have some understanding of Bitcoin before you buy into it. I don't disagree with that.
Those apply to every investment.
Yeah, but do you really need to know everything about Bitcoin in order to buy it?
Right. That's insanity. So you do need to understand the risks.
I can't program, so I don't know everything about Bitcoin.
I don't either. But you do need to understand the risks, and that applies to any investment, and you do need to realize what the benefits are. You have to make that decision. You have to provide your own risk tolerance and determine whether it's right for you. So I sort of agree with what he says, but a lot of it is just hype.
Yes. Number five, Bitcoin is extremely volatile. While Bitcoin prices have surged steadily over the past year, the daily value of the currency has been all over the place. These huge swings can cause off-the-charts emotional reactions that will only be amplified the larger the movement, says financial advisor Brett Romero from SAS Capital. Imagine if you dove into Bitcoin when its value was $16,000, then watched as its value plunged beneath $14,000 just a few days later, as it did in December of 2017. You'd likely be extremely stressed out, and maybe even sell your investment to thwart off future losses.
Of course you would, but other things like Amazon.com has just as much volatility in its daily price. That's all the time we have, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow with more info for you. This is Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.